Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Hey everybody, it's Devin.
And Kate.
Welcome to Med Crimes. It's fall now. So I showed up to Kate's house. I couldn't wait to surprise her with my spooky little outfit. And then I show up and she's wearing a spooky little t-shirt as well.
Yup.
So we're both embracing the fact that it's September.
We're in the Ember months.
Welcome to the Burr months.
My very freaking favorite time of year, mm-hmm. you guys. So I'm in a good place.
Things are good right now. I'm feeling really in a state of bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Things are good. So my little sweatshirt that I'm wearing right now is like a black ghostly jack-o'-lantern.
Come check it out on YouTube. And then mine is like, it's like a dusty rose color, but we've got like moons and stars and moths. And it's like a whole very...
And candy corn earrings.
Oh, you got! I see. I didn't even see that because your beautiful blonde hair was all hiding all of it. Earrings. You're right. I mean,
It's fall now.
So, you know, we're vibing. We got some Patreons.
Oh, we love the Patreons.
We love the Patreons. We have...
Bring it on.
Allison Hirsch.
Hi, Allison.
Hey, girl. Hey. And we have Amanda Woolsey.
Hey.
Ooh, Amanda. You guys have your very own creature.
Someone's pulling the Woolsey over her eyes.
Whoa.
Wow.
I did not approve that.
No, you didn't.
Comment. No, she just came up with that on her own.
Her usual.
I loved it, actually. You guys have your very own critter.
What is it?
In honor of a movie that I just watched with my family a couple of hours
spooky
ago.
Spooky season?
Not spooky season, but we just watched Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them because my daughter, who's 8, is very, very into the Harry Potterverse right now.
Mm.
You guys are bow truckles.
What the hell are those?
Oh my God, they're the cutest. So they're like these little stick men thing that like, they look like, you know, those stick bugs that look like sticks.
Okay.
They look like them. They're like these tiny little things. They fit in your pocket. And they are experts at blending in with their surroundings. And they're experts at like pickpocketing and picking locks.
Ooh.
And they're so cool.
That's a good talent to have.
And so we just watched Fantastic Beasts and there was a bow truckle in there. And like my son who loves tiny, cute animal things, like he loves Baby Groot. Mm-hmm. And this was like right up his alley. And he was like, I was like, if they existed, I would get you one. I don't know.
But
they
I could name my Patreons those. Why not?
Exactly. So that's what we're at. And then we also have a special request from one of our early Patreons.
This is adorable. And I loved this. So it makes me wonder when we started the mythical creature thing.
And
do
I
you
feel
remember?
Like, I feel like, should I like go back and kind of catalog and try to keep track of the people that didn't actually get an official creature? Because this has become a rite of passage with our Patreons. We assign you a mythical creature. I don't know why, but it's like sort of just a thing.
We did start it early, but apparently not like day one.
Right, exactly. So, and this person just reached out to us so politely and so kindly and was
like, hey,
I've been here since the beginning. It was really early on. You guys really weren't doing the whole critter thing.
So Oboe.
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 Hi, Oboe.
You get your own critter.
Oboe. First of all, thank you so much for being here for so long.
I mean, you're kicking it in strides 3 years in.
Through, I mean, the muddy audio and the, you know, questionable dialogue and all of that. So thank you so much. And absolutely, you can have a creature. Like, that is the very least you get as a Patreon.
Absolutely.
So I put a lot of thought into this, actually. And I have assigned you a shapeshifter.
Dun, dun, dun.
A shapeshifter is somebody who can literally change into anything and everything that they want at any given time at the drop of a hat.
Want to be the Queen of England.
Yeah. I mean, you could totally, if you were a shapeshifter, change into the...
Kate Middleton.
I mean,
done.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, Oboe, you're the pretty much the coolest shapeshifter like I've ever met. So
thank you, Oboe, for reaching out. I love that you did that.
Any other Patreons out there that
have stuck with us from the beginning?
Stuck with us and didn't get a shout out or didn't get a mythical creature and would like one, please reach out to us on the Patreon platform because I do get those messages. I read every single one of them. I love talking with our Patreons. So please let us know. And also, if for some reason you joined and were only a member briefly and you didn't get a shout out, it's because sometimes when we have people that join briefly just to like hear the next episode mm-hmm. and then they unjoin, which is fine. We want you guys to do that if mm-hmm. you want to. We sometimes don't see that you joined for whatever reason. It's something with the platform.
Right.
So please send us a DM or an email or something as I would love for you to get your shout out.
Doesn't matter if you joined for a day.
No, if you were a member for an hour, we want you to get your shout out.
You're the reason we got 1 million
downloads. 1 million
downloads. 1 million downloads.
What a freaking milestone, bro.
Wasn't that amazing?
So yeah, that's really special. And we would just want to also like thank each and every one of you, even, you know, whether or not you're a Patreon, you know, I think that you and I were like pretty amazed and pretty touched that it happened. I can't really believe it happened. It's like, you know, pretty incredible milestone. Awesome. So we're
still here for the long game.
From the bottom of our creepy little hearts,
we thank you.
We thank you, creeps.
A million times over.
100 million.
Let's shoot for that one.
Let's get to the next million, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's freaking do it.
So with that, it's Devinism time.
So I just want to say, too, that this season's Devinisms have been fucking fire and like on point. I mean, I don't know if you guys agree. I don't know. Devin has done some like really gnarly, like really heavy.
Well, this
cases.
Guy sucks. So
I feel like she's growing up into like this true crime, like adult. Like flowering into young adulthood. She's gone through true crime puberty.
Oh my God. I was just going to say, I've gone through my podcast puberty. I was just going to say podcast puberty.
And it's because we're the same human being. Anyway,
I am no longer a prepubescent.
I'm so ready for this right now. Take us away, Devon.
I managed to put this together.
You did.
While still having a fabulous weekend with my family.
Which, what a fucking miracle
and
worker
just,
also.
Boom. Have you ever heard anything about this guy?
So I've read little
his
things
name?
Because he's heavily requested. So that's another
oh,
reason I'm really
he?
Psyched. Yeah.
See, I don't get to have all this stuff because.
Yeah, you know. I know. Because I do most of the social media stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. She's yeah. behind all the socials.
I do lots of things. I wear many hats.
We're going to recognize this. She
yes,
edits.
I do.
She you do all the edits.
Yep.
You do all the socials.
Yeah.
You do the reels.
Yep.
You do the uploading.
TikToks.
I show the fuck up.
Devin just shows up
I
looking
show
cute.
The fuck up.
In pumpkin outfits like she's in right
and
now.
And I give you an occasional Devinism every now and again.
And it's worth it.
Here we go.
It's fucking worth it.
It is worth it.
I'm ready.
Thank you for all you do. Frequently requested gentleman.
Woo!
Which I had no idea.
Woo-hoo!
But Donald Harvey. But I'm boom! So, this guy's a douchey and a douchey douche. So, trigger warning for child abuse, child
okay.
sexual abuse.
Oh, wow.
Some homosexuality trauma.
Oh, okay.
I think that's it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I tend to not need a lot of trigger warnings.
I know,
but
you've
time.
Gotten into like the heavier stuff. Oh, and like
here
the.
We
here we are.
Here we go.
Yikes.
It's Donald Harvey.
Bam.
He was born in Hamilton, Ohio. Okay. April 15th, tax day of 1952.
Whoa.
He was the oldest of three children born to Ray and Goldie Harvey. He was raised in the tiny Appalachian town of Boonville, Kentucky.
Ooh.
This makes me wonder if this is like where they, is it the Boonville Farm? Why? What is that?
Boone's Farm?
Boone's Farm.
Oh,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Also, I think I only know this because of TikTok, but I think it's Appalachian and not Appalachia because it's a common mispronunciation.
Wait a minute. I have been calling it Appalachian Mountains.
I know, me too, but I'm telling you, I saw on TikTok it's Appalachia and Appalachian Mountains. Are we wrong? Somebody please let us know, actually. Who lives in the Appalachian region that can
I mean,
let
it's
us
a
know?
Big giant region.
Yes.
It goes from like, you know, Kentucky all the way to
it's
New York.
It's huge. So
Maine.
Who out there lives there and can tell us definitively how to pronounce it because there are conflicting things, but I think it's Appalachia. I think.
My mind is blown.
I know. You're welcome. Mine
okay.
was too when I learned
anyway,
this.
Anyway, so this part of Kentucky.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
They were tobacco farmers and members of their local Baptist church.
Oh, okay.
So picture this in the 1950s.
This is the 50s. Okay.
His mother always said that Danny was a very good little boy. And she was always like, just so doting. And he was such a good little boy.
Hmm.
And then the principal of his elementary school was even just like, he was such a special child to me.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. It was a tiny, small town. So obviously, you know, might have a very close relationship with your principal. She said he was always very clean, well-dressed, hair trimmed, a happy child, very sociable and well-liked by the other children.
Right.
This is what the principal would say. He was a handsome boy, big brown eyes, dark curly hair, always had a smile for me.
Aww.
Never any indication of an abnormality.
Wow. Okay.
However, his classmates would say that he was a loner and a teacher's pet.
Oh.
So I guess it depends on...
Who you ask.
Who you ask, what side you're on.
Okay.
He rarely participated in extracurricular activities. He was often just found out, you know, alone reading books. And for most of this, it would appear that he had a normal childhood.
Okay.
Everything was just looking quite normal. However, unfortunately, that was not the case.
Hmm.
And then this next part, as I was doing the research, I'm like, God, this is a big deal. But then I'm like, wait, this happened to my poor child a couple of times.
Jesus.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
During his childhood, he had suffered 2 head injuries by the time he was 6.
Oh.
The first one, not deemed super serious, but he was 6 months old, and it's reported that his father had fallen asleep with him as an infant with his arms, and he had accidentally dropped him.
Oh, no. Okay.
Which happened to my poor boy.
Uh-huh.
We weren't asleep, but anyway.
That happened to my boy, too.
He flailed, and whew.
Same. My kid felt, I had a hand on my kid, and he still rolled off of the changing table.
Crazy.
And hit his head. Oh my God.
And then the second one, I'm like, oh God, this is like weird. Ready?
Uh-huh.
So then the second one, the second injury, he was 5 and reportedly fell off the side of a truck.
Well, shit.
So did my 3-year-old like a few months ago.
I was going to say, did that literally just happen?
So he didn't lose consciousness during the fall, but he did have a large wound to the back of his head.
Ooh, so he like went down on the back of his head.
Yeah, so he had some pretty good welts before before he was 6 years
old. Definitely. Poor kid.
Unfortunately, these were not the worst experiences of his childhood.
Oh, shit.
This is where the trigger warning comes in. From the ages of roughly 5 to 18, he was sexually molested for years.
He never told anyone
until after the abuse had ended when he was about 18 years old. He did tell his sister, but it was after that was done. So it went on for years.
Oh, how awful.
It's reported that he was sexually abused by three different men.
What?
He was reportedly sexually abused by his uncle when visiting his grandmother's home. And also by an older neighbor.
Oh, my freaking Lord.
This older neighbor offered Harvey money for sexual favors.
Whoa.
And at the age of 18, it's also said that Harvey was raped by his roommate, Randy White, at the time.
Oh, my God. So that's a very interesting example and sad example of how abuse begets abuse, and that if someone's already being abused and they're already being victimized in some way, it puts them at risk for being victimized further by other people.
Correct.
So this guy, this poor kid, was being
molested by
three separate men.
Yes. Family,
how devastating.
Friends, and neighbors. Yeah.
Horrifying.
Throughout most of his school life, he was a pretty good student. He earned mostly A's and B's, didn't really need to do a lot of studying. But with this, and then obviously what's going on with the molestation, you know, that does a lot to him too.
Mm-hmm.
He really became bored with his daily routine, didn't want to pay a lot of attention in school. He dropped out.
Okay.
In 1968, he did earn his GED.
Okay, good for him.
But this time he's just kind of lost. He's got this newfound freedom of not needing to go to school, but he's struggling.
Right now,
doesn't
what?
Really have a lot of goals.
What's the next step?
He relocates to Cincinnati, Ohio, and he got a job at a local factory. So in 1970, the work at the factory really began to slow, and he was eventually laid off.
Oh, shoot.
Just after this, his mother had called him a few days later and asked him to come back to Kentucky to visit his grandfather who was passing. He was also then, shortly after he got there, he was at home. Not doing well, but then was recently placed into a hospital. He went home, and then within days, he was sent out to the hospital where his grandfather was in London, Kentucky. While he was there, it's also kind of said that, like, his grandfather's passing was kind of like that turning point of what got him into end of life.
So that was like okay.
So, you know, sometimes we say, is there a personal connection as to like what might have started stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, this kid, did he have a brain injury from anything when he was younger? He's been molested as a child, which does, I'm sure, a number of things to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And he's just kind of lost as a very young adult.
Oh,
so
sad.
But while he was here visiting his grandfather, he spent much of his time at the Marymount Hospital, and he became very well liked. And one of the nuns actually asked him if he would be interested in working there as an orderly.
Hmm.
So he was there often visiting good old grandpa, and then just kind of got this rapport and said, hey, do you want to come work? He didn't want to have to go back to another factory job. He didn't really have anything to do. So he's like, okay.
Sure,
and then the next day he started. And this is interesting to me. And again, it's the 70s.
Yep.
So, you know, you and I weren't around the medical field at that point in time, but as an orderly, and then he had no training as a nurse or a doctor. His duties had him spending hours alone with patients. Some of them were changing bedpans, inserting catheters, and passing out medications.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
So I guess we all have heard the very archaic term hospital orderly, which is like not
candy
really a thing
too.
Anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So now all of these roles are licensed so that you are held to a standard by a board if you're coming in contact with patients, which is how it should be. But that's interesting that
he had no education and he was able to just
and he was doing nurse stuff.
Right in. Well, like, I mean, yeah, passing out the medications is like a med tech type stuff. The catheterization requires a nurse.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Very interesting.
And then he was doing aid work essentially too.
Absolutely.
So, it was just interesting. You know, a lot of the people had gotten education, whether it was nurse, or whatever in their field, but he just like walked off the street and
Wild.
She's like, he started the next day. During one of his evening shifts, just months after starting at the hospital, is when Donald committed his first murder.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Like months. He'd only worked there months.
Yes.
Okay.
So this was within months. His first victim was 88-year-old Logan Evans, and this was in May of 1970. Years later, in an interview way down the line, he kind of talked about this event when it was the first one. And he said he just walked into a private room to check on this his stroke victim, and the patient rubbed feces in his face.
Oh.
So he says that he became angry and lost all control. The next thing I knew, I'd smothered him. He said it was like the last straw. I just lost it. I went in to help the man, and he wants to rub that in my face.
I mean, I do understand the frustration there as being on the receiving end of that. I mean, we've all had gross encounters of the third kind.
I don't know what I know. He was a stroke victim, so I don't know what the cognitive was. I mean, was this a purposeful, very delirious?
Like,
or was this a, I'm playing in my own stuff and I'm just it's on my hands now? You know,
most people who are of sound mind, I don't think would do that and do that to someone. But I mean, I don't know.
I've had stuff on me.
Sure.
And we all I've never murdered anybody. So,
yeah, I mean,
you know,
yeah, not like a real healthy response to that. And I mean, you shouldn't be in healthcare if you're going to get frustrated about that shit.
He also confessed, saying that after this murder, he had cleaned up the patient and hopped into the shower before notifying the nurses. And no one had even questioned anything.
Whoa. Okay.
3 weeks after committing his first murder, he killed again when he disconnected an oxygen tank from 42-year-old Elizabeth Wyatt's at her bedside in June of 1970.
So he just took her oxygen away and was like, see ya.
And she suffocated by not being able to breathe.
What the fuck? How terrible.
It's awful.
And I mean, she was like young. She probably knew exactly.
Well, and so when we get down to some of this, like, you know, he tries to state towards the end, he tries to state that a lot of it was mercy killings.
Fuck you.
And I'm like, no.
I never believed that shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't. I mean, how many numbers have we talked about now? And they're like, oh, I was trying to play God.
Anybody? Yeah, exactly. And anybody who kills to that magnitude, to like that amount and that number is not killing because they feel bad for people. You're killing because you want to kill people.
It's also definitely when I get further on, we can also dispute the mercy killing thing, not just so much because of Elizabeth's age here with this one, but a few other people that he killed later on.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wow.
No mercy there.
Yikes.
So he had done those few with like 3 weeks apart from each other.
Yikes.
And then as those weeks went on, no one detected foul play in those first two murders. This is where he's like becomes a little bit more brazen.
Okay.
It's not sure whether he was bored, if he had the opportunity, but his methods also started to vary on what he was on how he was killing them.
Okay, because he had essentially suffocated the first two, right?
He used various items. He would use plastic bags for the suffocation.
Okay.
He would smother them with a pillow and put a plastic bag underneath them. And then there's one exceptionally brutal one that was early on. I think it was like his fourth or fifth victim. But this was July of 1970.
Okay.
Poor 81-year-old Ben Gilbert. He had an argument with Harvey because he thought Harvey was trying to kill him. Well,
I mean, I would argue.
Yep.
Please don't kill me, sir.
During the course of that argument, he reportedly knocked Harvey out with a bedpan.
Sure.
And now, again, it's 1970. I'm assuming it's one of those like steel
metal
ones.
Metal bedpan.
Not like the dingy little plastic things
no,
we have now.
Boom.
It's the big like heavy duty ones.
Yep. Could literally kill someone with
that. So upon recovering from this blow, he waited till later that night, snuck into the patient's room. And this is awful. I read this and I was like, what?
Oh, God.
He stuck a coat hanger through the patient's catheter.
Nope.
And as
a result. Nope.
He punctured his urethra.
Nope.
And his bladder. He went into immediate shock and he died a few days later.
Devin, what?
Organ infection.
What? What the fuck?
Isn't that disgusting?
Just happened.
Like,
what?
Who would think, oh, I'm going to enter your body through your catheter with a dirty ass metal coat hanger?
Okay. The whole mercy killing thing is gone. It's out the window. That's sadistic.
Isn't that awful?
And torturous as fuck. Are you kidding me? Wow.
Several of examples of other of his victims went into cardiac arrest after giving a faulty oxygen tank.
Oh.
So he would help out in code situations and give them
like O2 tanks that were like empty or whatever.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
He used the empty oxygen tank a lot, cut off oxygen supply a lot.
Oh, Jesus.
One patient died from a drug overdose, overdosed on Demerol, codeine, and morphine.
Yeah, he's got access to all these drugs.
We're going to get into cyanide a little bit later soon. He used that a lot.
Wow.
One patient, Helen Metzer, she was only 63. She got into an argument with Harvey, and she was given arsenic after a tracheostomy, causing paralysis and hemorrhaging.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's terrible.
Another patient, stroke and kidney failure after being poisoned with arsenic. So arsenic, he definitely ended with arsenic. So we'll get there as we get further. But he definitely started off with a lot of suffocation, went to the most vile one with the coat hanger.
And then he started experimenting with the meds he had access to.
And this part is really interesting. This could have prevented so much. As I was doing this, and I'm like, how could you not? So get this. It's March 31st of 1971, and he was drunk. So he's out getting arrested for burglary.
Sure. Okay.
While he's being questioned about his crime, he began babbling incoherently about the murders that he had committed. So he's being arrested for burglary, and he's just like, I killed these people. Oh, I used a coat hanger. And the arresting officers looked into his claims and questioned him extensively about them. But in the end, they were unable to find any substantial evidence to back them up or charge him with any crime relating to them. A few weeks later, he goes to trial for the burglary charges and pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of petty theft. After paying a small fine for his indiscretion, he decided that it was time for another change and go into the United States Air Force.
Okay. So he's leaving the
bedside hospital. He's like, all right, man, you know, I've kind of gotten into some trouble.
So it's
not
time
as severe
for,
as what I could if it was they found a dozen
to
people
move on.
Murdered.
Time to move on. That was close.
Let's join the United States Air Force.
Okay, Charlie Cullen.
He was in the Air Force for less than a year. He was discharged in March of 1972. His records listed unspecified grounds for the discharge, but it was widely rumored at the time that his superiors had learned of his confessions to the Kentucky police and didn't want to deal with any similar matters. Uh-huh. I don't really believe that one. I believe more of the depression route that he had had a couple suicide attempts.
Oh, okay.
And that's the one that I believe because of what I'm about to get into.
I see.
I feel like if the United States Air Force kind of learned about the confessions to the police, a lot bigger deal would have been made about it.
Yeah. So I would think so.
He was released from the Air Force. And then this is where he continued to deal with his bouts of depression. A few months after that, in July of 1972, he was struggling to control his inner demons. And he actually put himself in a VA medical center in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. He checked in voluntarily. He must have been struggling. Okay.
So Donald Harvey remained in the mental ward of the facility until August 25. This was about a month, but then admitted himself again a few weeks later. He had a couple suicide attempts at the hospital. He was and because of this, he was placed in restraints. And over the course of the next few weeks, he received 21 electroshock therapy treatments.
Oh, wow.
They were really trying to, and we've talked about ECT in the past.
We have.
And so they're really trying to use this for his depression.
So he must have had very severe depression that was, meds were not working.
Correct.
That's typically when they move to ECT and they don't know why it works.
They're
but
really
it works.
Just trying to reshock his brain into like a different mindset.
Yeah.
The chemical imbalance is not helping.
It's a very real thing. It's still done today and people say it does work.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
October 17 of 1972, he was again released from the hospital. And his mother was really like, please don't release him so abruptly.
Oh,
she really
okay.
felt like,
yep.
she really feels like he had made no improvement whatsoever.
Oh, that's
so he was finally released October 17 and he initially went in July. So he'd been in and out for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really worried about him at this point, which as any mother would be.
Sure. Yes.
Harvey spent the next few months trying to get his life back together, and he eventually found work as a part-time nurse's aide at Cardinal Hill Hospital in Lexington, Kentucky.
Here we go again.
I mean, you got experience now.
I mean, sure.
So, in June of 1973, he started a second nursing job at Lexington's Good Samaritan Hospital.
Okay.
So he was working both at the Cardinal Hill Hospital and the Good Samaritan Hospital. He kept both jobs until August of 1974, so about a year.
Mm-hmm.
He took up a job as a telephone operator and then secured a clerical job at St. Luke's Hospital. So these are important just because he had held down many of those jobs. And during this time, he didn't have any killings. He was able to kind of control his urge to kill because he didn't have as close contact, thinking that he didn't have as much access to them like he did at the other original hospital.
Got it.
But it also kind of explains why he was shifting from job to job on trying to be like, well, where can I get some access to people? So the killings originally started when he had his first dozen around 1970 to 71. So now we're up to 1975. And this is when he moves back to Cincinnati, Ohio. And then within weeks of moving back to Ohio, he gets his job working the night shift at the Cincinnati VA Medical Hospital.
It's always the night shift.
Sorry, but we love our night shifters.
Yes, I was going to say, sorry, all you night shifter. I was one of them. So
yes, I was never. I mean, I've picked up a few night shifts here and there, I've never been a full on night shifter.
I went a little crazy when I was working exclusively nights, but I never murdered anybody to my knowledge.
I'm so glad for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for not doing that. Again, his duties varied and he performed whatever different tasks were needed at the time. He worked as a nursing assistant, a housekeeping aide, a cardiac catheterization technician.
Damn.
And an autopsy assistant.
Okay.
Thank you. I was, as I'm researching, so, like, Kate's going to stop at this point and be like, these are all vastly different.
With no training? They just are letting any I suppose
in 1975, they're like, well, you don't need to train to be my assistant for autopsies. They're already dead. What harm are you going to do?
But
the cardiac cath lab? That's a big one. That's a big one.
Wow. I mean, okay. Okay. I mean,
he might have had some more training because, I mean, at this point, he had some experience and he would just do whatever it was that they wanted to do.
Shit, son.
He was always willing to do everything.
Okay.
But because of all of this, because of all of his access to stuff, whether he was working in the cardiac cath or if he was working as a housekeeping assistant or even with the dead people as the autopsy assistant, on the night shift, he had very little supervision and unlimited access to virtually all areas of the hospital. And then he basically restarted where he had left off from several years ago.
So he starts again getting into the murdery shit, as we say.
Yes. Over the next 10 years, he murdered at least 15 patients while working at the hospital. He kept a precise diary of his crimes and took notes on each victim, detailing how he murdered them, pressing a plastic bag and wet towel over the mouth and nose, sprinkling rat poison in a patient's dessert, adding arsenic and cyanide to orange juice, injecting cyanide into an IV tube, injecting cyanide into a patient's buttocks. And then all of this, while he was committing his crimes, he was refining his techniques by studying medical journals for underlying hints on how to conceal his crimes.
He probably would have been a really good healthcare provider of some kind if he had just...
If only...
Not wanted to kill people and just applied himself and actually learned something. I mean,
he had a lot of skills.
Yep.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Over the years, he managed to obtain about 30 pounds of cyanide.
30 pounds of cyanide?
30 pounds of cyanide. All of this he had slowly pilfered from the hospital and kept it home for his good safekeeping.
They have cyanide at the hospital?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe in the housekeeping department for the rat poison?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that's probably. Sure.
And then when no one was around, he would slip the mixture into his victim's food or pour it directly into their gastric tubes. There was a couple victims he did There was a couple victims he would do it into their tube feedings. The couple that he would do in their nasogastric tubes. So whether it was through their nose or directly into their stomach.
Jesus Christ. It's terrible.
And then in the early 1980s, things changed a little bit again.
Okay.
This here is really where it like puts the mercy thing. Like, no way.
No way.
None of these people are even becoming your patients. Mm-hmm. So first of all. This is when he was coming to terms with his homosexuality.
Okay.
And he had moved in with a lover, Carl Howler.
Mm-hmm.
But however, soon after they moved in together, he suspected that that he was being cheated on.
Okay.
And so he started to begin poisoning his boyfriend, Carl.
Oh, wow. That's a jump.
I mean, let's move in together. Oh, here's your poison.
No. I feel like this is his way of coping with things. If anything is difficult, he just poisons it. The patients are difficult. Just fucking poison them. Or stick a coat hanger into their catheter.
Isn't that awful? Donald Harvey would slip small doses of arsenic into his boyfriend Carl's food so that he would be too ill to leave the apartment. So just small doses, not to kill him.
Sure.
But to be like,
just to debilitate
you're
him.
You're going to vomit and shit your brains out.
Oh,
this is when his confidence was hitting peak levels and he began as though he was unstoppable. Because he's I can just do this to make my boyfriend not feel well. I'm killing my patients.
Mm-hmm.
There was one occasion he had an argument with a female neighbor. Laces one of her beverages with hepatitis serum. It nearly killed her before they actually found the infection.
Like literal
literal hepatitis. Yes, literal hepatitis. She was almost dead, but they were able to diagnose her with hepatitis and treat her. However, another neighbor was not so lucky. This was Helen Metzger, and he put arsenic in one of her pies, and she died later that week at a local hospital.
He's
just fucking around with his neighbors when they're getting suspicious.
Mercy
or
killings. Yeah. So anytime something's in his way, he's just going to poison his way out of that situation.
This went on for years, the poisoning.
So
for
he's
his boyfriend.
Years.
So this went on for years. So In 1983, he had an argument with Carl Howler's parents and began to poison their food with arsenic.
Oh my fuck, this
on
guy!
May 1st of 1983, so Carl's father, Henry, suffered a stroke and he was remitted to Providence Hospital.
Oh my God.
Harvey visited Henry there and placed arsenic in his pudding before leaving, yep, and he died later that night.
Oh my God.
And he also come went to poison on Carl's mother. So he's already killed his father-in-law. Or soon, you know, anyway, I mean, they're
and
dating.
He's torturing,
they're living
Carl
together. But...
like, Carl is just, for years, correct, has just been debilitatingly ill off and on. Right. And nobody
so
knows what's going
the,
on.
So that they wouldn't leave the apartment. Now he goes, the father-in-law, he has a stroke. And so then he goes to the hospital. Let's add a little bit more into the pudding. And then finally he dies that night. Now, Margaret, she off and on for the next year, he had several unsuccessful attempts to try to kill her. Finally, of January 1984... Carl finally is just like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. We're done.
Yep.
So they break off the relationship and he asks Donald to leave and he asks him to move out. Donald doesn't like the rejection. Nope. And so he's angry and he spent the next 2 years trying to kill Carl with poisonous concoctions.
What the fuck,
over two
bro?
Years, every chance he could.
Leave
took.
This man alone.
Yes. While none of his attempts worked, he did at one point get Carl into the hospital. It was enough to harm Carl, but never enough to kill him. And then finally he just stops.
Fucking guy.
This guy's like on a spiral.
For real, though.
So moving on from the relationship with Carl, mm-hmm, and his murders of Carl's father, mm-hmm, and attempted murders of Carl and his mother.
Mm-hmm.
One night, he's leaving work from the VA hospital. This is still the Veterans Administration,
right,
hospital.
Okay.
This is 1985, July of 1985. Security guards noticed that Donald was acting suspicious, and they decided that they were going to stop him, and they searched his gym bag. And in that bag, he was carrying a 38 caliber pistol.
Oh.
Hypodermic needles, surgical scissors and gloves, a cocaine spoon, various medical texts, two occult books, and a biography of serial killers.
Two occult books. Okay.
He was fined $50 for carrying a firearm on federal property.
Okay.
And was then given the option to quietly resign from his job rather than being fired. So with okay. all of this they found in the bag, the only thing that happened was...
he quietly resigned.
You brought a gun onto the park property of a VA hospital, so this is federal property. We'd like you to resign instead of us firing you. Nothing else suspicious about
no,
any of that.
Literal drug paraphernalia,
and
murdery
because of this,
stuff.
And none of this, none of it about this incident was ever in any work records. Hospital authorities did not open a further investigation to determine if he had committed any other crimes while working at the hospital.
That's bonkers. That's crazy. Had they just communicated that? You know, well, maybe yeah. that would have been the end.
Because then this is the part where we now get to the next local hospital.
Oh, Jesus.
And so this was 7 months later.
I'm getting Cullen vibes a little bit.
Yes.
I mean, like, different MO for sure, but like...
The job
the
hopping.
The escalation, the history, the job hopping, the... I mean, there's a lot of parallels.
And the on the administration side, too.
Uh-huh.
The not documentation.
That whole
of
pattern.
Why, yeah.
Yes.
So this time he's a part-time nurse's aide at Cincinnati Drake Memorial Hospital. His new employers were unaware of the incident at his previous job, and his work folder said nothing but good things about him.
Yeah. I mean, why would it mention anything important?
Now he soon got a full-time position and he settled back into his old routine. Over the next 13 months at this hospital, he murdered another 23 patients. Disconnecting life support machines, injecting air into veins, suffocation, injections of arsenic, cyanide, and petroleum-based cleansers.
Petroleum-based cleansers?
Petroleum-based cleansers.
What the fuck is a petroleum-based cleanser? Just like whatever fucking shit he finds
flying around. I'm not
laughing
at this. I'm laughing at your face like, okay.
So he's just like, finds some shit in a closet and he's like, well, I don't think I'm supposed to put this into veins, so let's just see what happens.
So he goes on like this for years.
Wow.
Years. And it wasn't
this.
Until 1997.
Oh my God.
That someone finally got suspicion of him. And that wasn't until it was the patient John Powell. This patient was comatose for several months, but he did start to recover. Mm. However, then he abruptly passed. It was during an autopsy that the coroner noticed the faint smell of almonds.
Oh, I remember this from the Tylenol murders.
They noticed the faint smell of almonds, the telltale sign of cyanide. Authorities were unable to find any evidence or motive pointing toward any of Powell's friends or family members, so they soon began to focus on hospital employees.
Now, the almond thing, I think they were very lucky because that's only, if I remember right,
50% of people,
50% of people can smell that almond scent and the other 50% cannot.
Yes.
So it was just pure dumb luck that that coroner, medical examiner, had the ability to smell the cyanide.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Which is, again, probably part of why it took so long.
Wow.
So they start looking into hospital employees, and because throughout the years, of course, there's always a high ratio of that when Donald Harvey's working, people die, and he's got a nickname, Angel of Death.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many people?
Yes.
That they start looking and focusing on him. And I'm just realizing that I said 97. It's 1987.
Oh, you did say 97.
I did say 97.
So I was like, whoa! It is big jump.
87.
Okay, so it was 1987 that this happened.
1987.
With this mysterious death and the cyanide and the almonds. Okay.
Mm-hmm. In April of 1987, after securing a search warrant of his apartment, investigators found a mountain of evidence against him. They found jars of cyanide and arsenic.
Yep.
Books on the occult and poisons, and a detailed account of the murders, which he had written in a diary. He was arrested on one count of aggravated murder, and after filing a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity, was held under a $200,000 bond.
Okay.
What takes an interesting spin here, when it was announced on the news, it's interesting what brought it to several other murders.
Oh, okay.
So he did have the diary, however... Also, there was this news anchor, Pat Minarson. And so Pat Minarson was on the air. So she inquired on air and was like, I wonder if he could be responsible for other deaths at the hospital. And then all of a sudden, phone calls, letters from nurses and hospitals personnel were coming in.
Yep.
And so this news anchor brought everything.
Like, my family member passed under mysterious circumstances.
And he was working.
Like, I was a nurse. Like, I had this patient one time.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yep. Amazing.
So this was obviously the perfect alignment to shift everything towards him, to match up with the diaries that he was taking, that he was making. And there was just so much evidence that was stacking up against him. The charges have now reached at least 2 dozen.
That they could definitively tie to him.
Correct.
I mean, it does not help that there was literally a diary. Why do people always feel the need to write this shit down?
I think it's for their own ego.
I understand, but it's just like so dumb because somebody will always find the fucking diary, guys. And then you just...
They always find the book.
They don't need anything else when they have the diary.
Who was it that had the white cabinet? It was somebody that just had... Remember that
Swango!
They found something in the white cabinet.
Fucking Swango had like the death scrapbook and scrapbook of hate and death and the fucking cabinet and shit.
Yeah. So now they're looking into the deaths at other mysterious deaths at other hospitals as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like,
well, poop.
He first, like I said, for the first charge, pleaded not guilty by insanity.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's like, well, once you are charged with 2 murders in Ohio, they can go for the death penalty.
Oh,
and
okay.
So to be able to avoid the death penalty, he decides that he's like, you know what? I'm going to try and do a plea bargain because I don't want to die.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I mean, I guess that's fair,
about
but
that before you killed others.
Nobody else wanted to die either. That's why they were in the hospital seeking treatment.
So he's 30.
Dickwad.
So he's 35 years old and he is with investigators and he sits down and confesses to committing 33 murders over the past 17 years.
33 murders.
That's the initial number. Uh-huh. And then as the days went on, that number eventually grew to 70 in total.
Wow.
Investigators were skeptical of the numbers that they were being given and wanted to have his mental state assessed prior to taking these claims as fact.
Okay.
So they wanted to check out his mental state. And so they have they go through multiple psychiatric tests. And then the psychiatrist gives a statement and says, this man is sane, competent, but is a compulsive killer. He builds up tension in his body, so he kills people.
So fuck the insanity shit. You knew exactly what you were doing. Correct. You just... Killing is a release for you. That's what, is what they're saying. Yeah.
So on August 18th of 1987, Donald Harvey entered the courtroom and pled guilty to 24 counts of aggravated murder.
Wow.
4 counts of attempted murder and 1 count of felonious assault.
Wow.
4 days later, he entered a 25th guilty plea, which earned him a total of 4 consecutive 20 years to life sentences.
Okay.
In addition to these life terms, he was also fined $270,000 and was indicted in Kentucky in September, where he confessed to committing 12 murders while employed at Marymount Hospital. And then in November, he pleaded guilty to 8 life terms plus 20 years. For a different state. So they're all going state by state.
Wow. Okay.
And then in February of 1988, he entered guilty pleas on 3 additional Cincinnati homicides and 3 attempted murders.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Was he ever prosecuted specifically for like Carl's assault and the murder of his like father-in-law?
Yes, that was the felonious assault, and yes, oh, the father-in-law,
okay. Sorry,
the father-in-law
yep.
is listed
okay.
as one of the victims.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. 2 years later, the investigation into the remaining deaths were closed after the investigators determined there was not enough evidence to pursue them. but they're up to over 30 convictions in total.
Wow.
In 1991, Harvey did give give an interview into his mindset, and he was asked in the interview, "Why did you kill?"
Yep.
And he said, "Well, people controlled me for 18 years, and then I controlled my own destiny. I controlled other people's lives, whether they lived or died. I had that power to control."
Wow. That's more insightful than the mercy killing thing. I mean, that's probably closer to the truth, if not exactly the truth. Well, I'm sure,
because if you consider how many years he went through the sexual abuse.
Yeah,
so exactly. What right did you have to decide that? He was asked.
Yeah.
And he said, "After I didn't get caught for the first 15, I thought it was my right. I appointed myself judge, prosecutor, and jury. So I played God."
Wow.
And then in 2000, so he's in prison. In 2001, the Associated Press printed an article listing the worst serial killers in the United States. Donald Harvey was rated number one.
Wow.
Followed by John Wayne Gacy, Patrick Kearney, Bruce Davis, and Dean Corll.
Okay. Wow.
Some very popular names.
And
there.
He was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
He continues to insist that he was a mercy killer.
Fuck you.
But alas, we don't believe
so. No.
Over the course of 18 years in several different institutions, he killed for petty reasons as well as mercy.
Yes, exactly.
One man he didn't like. Others he killed out of revenge.
Out of arguments.
Others were acquaintances that he poisoned, and others that were just annoying to him.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you.
So he's now living his life in prison without the possibility of parole. And on March 30th of 2017, Harvey was fatally beaten in his cell at the...
Sorry.
He was fatally beaten...
Sorry.
He was fatally beaten in a cell at the Toledo Correctional Institute in Ohio. He was killed by another inmate of the same prison, James Elliott.
I hope it was like a long beating.
Well, he was not immediately killed.
Yes!
He died as the result of his injuries, which included multiple rib fractures, head trauma, and a traumatic brain injury 2 days later.
I hope he could taste boot or concrete or something, and I just fucking... It's not enough.
It is not enough.
Ugh,
I guess
that
James tried to pull out a shank and then he just started going and beating him. So
fuck that guy.
It was reported by the News Journal. James Elliott, the one who had killed Donald Harvey, spent at least 1 week planning the attack. During an interview, Elliott said that he wanted to kill a fellow inmate to draw attention to a number of grievances that he had with prison guards and administrators.
The inner,
however,
inner workings of prison, prison hierarchy, and like the whole system that they invent among themselves is so wild to me. And I don't condone violence, okay? Just to be clear. Maybe to this guy, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but he chose Donald Harvey for a specific reason. And he says, "I guess a part of me saw this as an opportunity to finally do something constructive for my neighbors by way of closure and peace of mind. And in turn, balance the karmic scales in my favor."
Okay.
In a letter to the News Journal, James Elliott further explained why he decided to kill Donald Harvey. "Hopefully everyone from our area will take some solace in the fact that one of their own gave Harvey the punishment that he should have gotten from the courts."
Yep. Fuck that guy.
And that is the story of Donald Harvey.
Oh, my God. That is wild. That is wild. And another tidbit is that we learned yesterday that this man looks alarmingly like my father-in-law.
Sorry, Ernie.
Send me a photo.
Ernie, I apologize.
And she's like, "This looks like Ernie." And I was sitting right next to him at the time, and I did not tell him, but I took a picture of him and sent it to Devin.
And I'm like, "See,
and you're
twins.
Like, "See, they're twins." And I was like, "Yep. My father-in-law is a much better man than this guy."
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so we think.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Ernie, I apologize.
Yeah, sorry, Ernie.
You're a good man.
He doesn't listen. It's fine. He's too old for podcasts.
That is the gruesome murderer of Donald Harvey.
That was another really good Devinism, Devin.
Why, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Fuck. It's great.
Great. With that, thank you for listening, everyone.
Yes, bitches. Thank ya.
If you want to keep listening, you can search for us on Facebook at Med Crimes Podcast.
Find us on YouTube by searching Med Crimes Podcast. It's fun there. It's fun to like see us.
You get to see our spooky outfits.
You get to see our spooky outfits. Also, I will say too that like when I'm editing the podcast, I don't like for the video piece, I don't edit it quite as aggressively. So you usually see like a couple extra comments here and there, a couple extra little exchanges. And it's like,
couple
just
blurps.
It's because the viewing, you know, it's a different experience than the listening experience. Right.
For sure.
So, I mean, well, it's fun. Sometimes you get some extra shit, you know,
you never know.
It's fun.
Where were we? You can search for us on Instagram at MedCrimes Podcast.
If you want to become a Patreon, you can find us at www.patreon.com/MedCrimes Podcast.
You can also send us your crazy stories, ideas, any comments that you want to say to us at MedCrimes@gmail.com.
We hope you stay safe out there.
Please do.
Mwah.
It's fall now.
It's fall.
Want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.